I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, December 5. Coming up, Prime Minister to attend One Planet Summit in Paris next week. National Security Ministry pressing ahead with plans to acquire pre-owned vehicles for the JCF. And local authorities to lead building bill compliance efforts. The news in detail after the break.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
Honey, I really like this fridge.
Me too, but it kind of big for a house, don't you think?
Come on, we can't afford it now. It's Christmas.
Yeah, but I have to pay for the energy after we buy it. So I would really like a fridge that meets our needs and has an energy saver sticker so I can save money in the years to come.
Sweetie, you're so smart. Wait, look at this one. This works, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it matches our energy saving stove. Always buy appliances that fit your needs and your budget. You'll save energy and money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is to attend the One Planet Summit being staged in Paris, France next week. The summit will see world leaders and high-level stakeholders gather to discuss actions to address the effects of climate change, with emphasis on financial measures. A major focus of the event will be to determine how those working in public and private finance can innovate to support and accelerate efforts to address climate change. Mr. Holness says his goal at the conference will be to expand the conversation on climate change to incorporate developing financial mechanisms to help small island states build up resilience to adverse weather conditions.
Fiscal demands that unpredictable and variable weather is having on our budget, its impact is significant. And as I've said, I think it is better for us to be proactive and spend the resources on building resilience rather than on aid. I think so the conversation needs to be shifted.
The minister was speaking at the Planning Institute of Jamaica's Dialogue for Development lecture Tuesday. The Minister of National Security says the government is giving high priority to equipping the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, with motor vehicles to better enable police officers to fight crime. Portfolio Minister Robert Montague, speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, said the government has met the procurement guidelines for acquiring pre-owned motor vehicles for the JCF.
The policy as committed to the Jamaican public will continue. The issue surrounding the 66 cars is getting priority attention. The police are more mobile than they were in previous years. The procurement process will continue to be observed and adhered to. And the public of Jamaica will never be at a financial disadvantage as a result of this matter.
Mr. Montague says the vehicles will be obtained for the JCF with transparency, clarity, accountability, and good governance. Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie is calling on the island's local authorities to take the lead in preventing squatter settlements from mushrooming in their municipalities. Mr. McKenzie says if development is to proceed in a structured fashion, parish councils must have the will to enforce the laws that address illegal building, squatting, and the improper disposal of garbage.
The municipal corporations will have to now start to take a much more proactive approach to the question of squatting. The municipal corporation must now start to take a much greater proactive approach to persons who are building and building illegally, persons who continue to build, to block drains, to block waterways.
Mr. McKenzie adds that come January 2018, the ministry will bring together the relevant stakeholders to conduct a rapid assessment of squatting and illegal buildings to come up with strategies for remedying the issues. Meanwhile, Mr. McKenzie says the Building Act, which is to be debated in the Senate this Friday, will enhance plans to modernize urban planning legislation. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information will host a series of town hall meetings across the island to answer questions from the public regarding the primary exit profile, PEP. The primary exit profile is being introduced as a replacement for the Grade 6 Achievement Test, which facilitates matriculation from primary to the secondary level. The first meeting was held earlier today at the Emmanuel Baptist Church in St. Mary. The next town hall is set for Thursday, December 7 at St. Hilda's High School in St. Anne, starting at 2:30 p.m. Another meeting will be held Monday, December 11, this time at Manchester High School, starting at 3:30 p.m. These will be followed by PEP Town Hall meetings on December 14 at Santa Cruz Primary, 3:30 p.m., and Stephanie Hall Holy Childhood High School at 4:40 p.m., with the final meeting for the year set for December 19 at Carl Hendricks Auditorium, Jamaica College, starting at 4:30 p.m. For more information, call the Ministry of Education at 922-1400-9. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.